Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Raphael House?
Speaking.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
What is that? Since 1995, what is that, 30 years?
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it terrazzo or mechanic or finisher? Cement and mason?
Bricklayer.
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 We do have refractory bricklayer and bricklayer.
Excuse me?
We have refractory bricklayer, and the other option is bricklayer.
Bricklayer.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic or foreman?
Journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
If any, I wouldn't say if any. I would say at the most 3 months.
Okay, thank you very much. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm going to say about the same.
Thank you very much. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, I do not.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes, there was a steward.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes, many years ago.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job that which you on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your local or state government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
I think it'll be more jobs available.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, they will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
It'll get worse before it get better.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Let's say all of the above.
We can only pick the one that you're most concerned about. Just one.
Let's say the I would say what would that be? Because it has improved over the years. It definitely improved over the years, and especially when taking a few courses. Go with air quality.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I would say occasionally.
Thank you. Now we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources, from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from. The ones that we have is radio, print or online newspapers, cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, the internet or social media. What we want you to do is to rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
It would be me, old school. It was the papers.
Paper?
The local, yeah. It was, you get the local, what was that? The local news book. What was that?
The local news second, because we do have print or online newspapers, which was your first one.
That might have been it, yeah. Or it probably switched to online, yeah.
The second is local TV news programming.
Go with that one second.
Okay, and the third one?
Friends.
And the fourth one?
The last one is social media.
Okay. So we got the last one. And we have still radio and cable news.
Yeah, we'll go with that, number 4.
Which one? Radio or cable news?
Cable news.
Cable news, and then radio?
After that.
Okay. So we have first, print or online newspapers. Second, local TV news programming. Third, friends and neighbors. Fourth, cable news. Fifth, radio. And sixth, the internet or social media.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, education, immigration, the environment, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, or something else?
Support.
For labor unions?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have.
And it said, I've heard a little about it, I've heard some about it, or I've heard a lot about it?
Quite a bit about it, actually.
So that would be between little and some, or?
More and a lot.
A lot about it.
A lot about it, yeah.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very.
Very important. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic, yes.
Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
As long as for the working man, I support all of them.
Well, the options that we have, do you support the United Auto Workers much more? Do you support them somewhat more? Do you support GM, Ford, and Stellantis somewhat more? Or do you support GM, Ford, and Stellantis much more?
Let's go with United.
United Workers somewhat more or much more?
A little more.
Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
I know they're fighting on him on it. I'll approve it.
And is that somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on healthcare?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Approve.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on supporting for labor unions or support for labor unions?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
What about the job that he has done in the economy?
That's a little tough, yeah. I know they're fighting on it, trying to move forward. Him personally, I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. What about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
I'm going to have to disagree with him on that one.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And what about the job he has done on immigration?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way the Congress is doing its job?
I'm sorry, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's say it again.
Yes, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove, strongly.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Okay, so the options that we have is probably and almost certain.
Almost certainly.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Turning back on BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. Before we continue, just to breathe a little, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
All right.
Now, could the union best improve its representations and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type your answer.
I'll say doing the best to get more involved, because I know the economy and everything is changing. As we stated before, it seemed like they're less interested into the trade. It's finding a way to get more back into the trade.
So what I recorded is they need to get more involved, and because they seem very uninterested with the trade.
Basically, yes.
Okay. Okay, let me just care for my grandma over here. I don't want to. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Focusing on, I believe they should focus on keeping up with the times as far as, because everything is changing. And we have to change with time as far as new innovations. And, and I guess that would, also include, getting, more people interested. Because we tried to prevent a dying trade.
Okay, to prevent. Okay, let me go over what I have. Now, they should focus on keeping up with times because everything is changing as far as new innovations. Also includes getting more people interested in preventing a dying trade.
Basically.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it from email, union meetings, job sites, text or messages, or mail?
Email.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four more times a year.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A little less than strong.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My age?
Your race.
My race?
Your ethnical background.
Black.
Right. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Raphael.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. I want to thank you for your time and also for your patience. You've been very kind.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.